And welcome to the ISIS Europe Chemical Update podcast. I'm Melissa Bartlett, and with me is Sarah Trinder. We're going to speak about the European chemical tanker shipping market. Now, Sarah, we're both editors on the Chemical Tanker Shipping Report, myself covering the intra-European routes, and you cover the transatlantic and deep sea routes. So I thought it'd be interesting to catch up with each other on what's happening in the market ahead of the EPCA conference in Budapest in the next couple of weeks. So just to kind of kick us off, I mean, on the intra-European route, we've had really very, very quiet conditions prevailing for several months. I mean, obviously, we had the traditional summer lull, but things haven't really picked up since then. Is that the case in the TA and the deep sea routes?
Well, yeah, to be honest, everyone's saying that the summer lull started earlier and lasted a lot longer than it would usually this year. It's been a very difficult time. It's been a very strangely quiet year on the transatlantic. And again, not much going out from Europe to Asia either. I think now we tend to see more of a trade flow direct from the US to Asia. Mm-hmm. So that's taken a lot of traffic away from that route.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a tricky one, like you say. It's been quite a difficult summer for a lot of the ship owners. We see, particularly within Europe, a lot of vessel space and maybe even ship sailing part filled. Is that, again, similarly been the case on those routes?
It really has. I mean, we've got people sailing partly empty. The ship owners being kind of stuck with this really difficult decision whereby, do I accept much lower rates than the last rates done in order to keep the ship moving, or do I leave the ship in port stranded forever how long just to wait and see if I can get a better rate? And it's a really difficult decision for them. But I mean, a lot of them on the transatlantic side of things, they need to get their ships moving to the US because mm-hmm. the activity out the US is actually probably one of the better routes at the moment. So in a sense, some people are forced to just sail partly empty, get over there and then fulfill the commitments back on the same route. So very difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you say, that decision between do I take the volumes or do I take the rates is something that we've seen on the continent to the Mediterranean routes and on the Med continent routes and other intra-European routes as well. And similarly, it seems that owners now are favouring volume and being able to fill their ships over getting a better rate potentially, but having to either sail with partly empty ships or having to leave their vessels stranded, like you say, for some amount of time. It's certainly been the case in perhaps the last 3 or 4 weeks. As someone said to me, it's better to sail and make some money than it is to sail with an empty ship and make no money at all. And that's really the choice that people have had. So actually, going on to that, I mean, what pressure have we seen on rates on the transatlantic and deep sea routes?
Well, it's been fairly gradual. I wouldn't say week on week that things are dropping. I think I looked as far back as October and they have just been gradually decreasing. Mm-hmm. I think for 5 kt at the moment, 5 kt of easy chemicals along the transatlantic westbound route, we're looking at around $29 to $31 a ton. Mm-hmm. There was even rumour of something being fixed as low as $27 a ton for that cargo, which, considering I think the port that it was coming from and the players involved, you would have expected that cargo to fetch a really decent rate. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't, and everyone took that as a very strong warning sign that things really aren't as good as they should be.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, on the intra-European routes, we've seen a very similar story, prices falling steadily. What I will say is that on the smaller cargoes, so the 2,000 ton nominations and the 5,000 ton nominations, there's been a little bit of a steadier pricing situation. They've been able to weather this quiet period a little better than perhaps some of the bigger, the 10 kt nominations, but still gently and gradually eroding those freight rates over time, and particularly over the summer. So in terms of looking towards EPCA, now what I'm hearing on the intra-European route, there's quite distinctly two camps of players. There are those who say that during EPCA and in the weeks following the event, that will be the kickoff for the market activity picking back up again and really going into the winter, levels returning to where we would perhaps usually expect to see them at this time of year, and perhaps freight rates bearing a little better under those circumstances. The other side are saying, okay, yes, maybe the 2 or 3 weeks following the event, we may see some uptick in activity just based on the fact that people have been able to meet face-to-face to do business. But really, that's more likely to be a temporary thing. And actually, the effects of what has been happening over the last few weeks, and we'll perhaps talk just briefly on what has been happening and why the market is so poor in just a few moments. But for the time being, the outlook for the longer routes, what are you seeing there?
Well, I think the same. I mean, everyone, obviously, every year, everyone looks towards EPCA because everyone's in the same place. You can get your business done. But I think, like some of your sources are saying, there is no certainty over how long that buzz will last. And it's been such a difficult year. I mean, so obviously we're talking more spot movements than contractual, but in terms of spot nominations, it's been a very difficult year and it's knocked everyone for six. So I don't think anyone on the routes that I cover feels able to bank on any specific event. I mean, usually you could bank on EPCA for higher levels of business, and also year end when everyone's trying to kind of clear inventories and get stuff out on the water, you could count on a rush then, but nobody's being too confident about those events right now.
And that kind of feeds into the whole background of this lull that we have seen in the shipping market, is that no one really specifically, as far as I can tell, knows why we're seeing such quiet conditions. There are several suggestions, and I know you've had some suggestions from your sources, but things like hesitant buying patterns, volatility in feedstock prices, and other general, more macroeconomic situations that have led to people perhaps not wanting to move or keep volumes of stock.
Yeah.
I don't know whether have you heard any other theories on this?
I mean, when I was speaking to some Mediterranean guys last week, they were saying that the situation in Turkey was actually a really a big issue because it's a big consumer manufacturing hub, and they said it was quite an important market for the shipping industry, and that had really, the political instability there kind of really affected activity. On the transatlantic side of things, it's difficult because we just haven't seen any of the usual arbitrages. Like on the transatlantic, you can count on caustic soda going westbound, you can count on urea, ammonium nitrate going westbound, things like paraxylene, pie gas as well. There used to be a lot of pie gas going. It's just not happening. And I don't know why that is. I know you just mentioned about the volatility in feedstocks. And I mean, that's true. I mean, if we look at a wider kind of situation, you know, in the petrochemical market, it's very difficult to make business decisions considering the volatility that we've seen in crude. At least now it's kind of hovering around the same level, but still it's been very tough to make a call. And I think if traders are holding back from making these decisions and maybe not doing as much trade, trying to kind of wait and see for a quiet patch and know that they're going to not expose themselves to risk, then I think we'd see better activity. But maybe it's a wider issue of the goings on in the actual kind of petrochemical markets in Europe that is kind of a precursor to this situation that we're seeing on the shipping market.
Absolutely. I mean, it really is one of those things. There's several factors to consider, but certainly something that's interesting to watch. You know, over the next few weeks, I think a market that we'll see perhaps develop and maybe some clearer image of how we're going to be over winter or over the fourth quarter will emerge. But we will look forward to catching up with all the chats from EPCA. Yeah. And if you are interested in keeping up with the continuing news from the event, please do check back with the ICIS dashboard. But for now, for ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Bartlett.